DeFi Llama lists. On-chain perps for OpenAI, Anthropic, and SpaceX. DeFi Llama said on June 10, 2026, that it added pre-IPO perpetual futures for four private companies: Anthropic, OpenAI, SpaceX, and Quantinuum. The contracts are listed on the decentralized venues Aster and Lighter, according to the announcement posted to its X account. The move puts price exposure to some of the most watched private firms in technology onto on-chain order books. None of the four has filed to go public, yet traders can now take long or short positions on a perpetual contract that tracks each one. Synthetic exposure to a number, not equity, a perpetual future, has no expiry. It uses a funding rate paid between longs and shorts to keep the contract price tethered to a reference mark. For a liquid public asset, that mark is a spot price. For a private company with no traded shares, the mark has to come from somewhere else. A secondary market estimate, a tender offer valuation, or an index built from those inputs. That distinction matters. A holder of one of these perps does not own equity in OpenAI or SpaceX. There is no cap table entry, no dividend, no voting right, and no claim that converts to stock at an IPO. The position is synthetic exposure to a number settled in crypto, and its accuracy depends entirely on how the reference valuation is sourced and updated. Aster and Lighter are both on-chain perp venues, so the trades clear on the same kind of rails that settle stablecoin transfers and DeFi positions. Listing private company perps there is less a new financial instrument than a new underlying for an existing one. A widening push into private market exposure. The listing fits a pattern that ran through the first half of 2026. Crypto venues have been racing to package exposure to assets that retail traders usually cannot touch, from tokenized treasuries to private equity. Earlier this month, Gates said roughly $60 million flowed into its pre-IPO window for SpaceX, a separate product that offered allocation-style access rather than a perpetual contract. The DeFi Llama additions extend the same idea into perps and into artificial intelligence specifically. OpenAI and Anthropic are the two most valuable private AI labs, and both have been the subject of repeated secondary market valuation reports. Quantinuum sits in quantum computing, SpaceX in launch and satellite internet. Each has a deep pool of speculation about its eventual public listing and almost no way for ordinary traders to act on it. A perpetual contract is one answer to that gap. It also rhymes with the broader tokenization wave that has pulled institutional names on-chain from on-chain credit markets backed by A16Z and Paradigm to tokenized CLO funds run with a 480B asset manager. The common thread is crypto rails being used to mirror or repackage assets that originate off-chain. The risks buried in a synthetic mark. The headline appeal is obvious. A way to express a view on OpenAI without being an accredited investor or a venture fund. The risks are less obvious and worth stating plainly. Pricing is the first one. A perpetual on a private company is only as honest as its reference valuation. Private marks move in steps, not ticks. They update when a funding round closes or a tender offer prints, which can leave the contract trading on stale data for long stretches and then gapping when a fresh number lands. Funding rates on a thinly traded perp can also swing hard, turning a directional bet into a slow bleed for whichever side is paying. Liquidity is the second. These are new contracts on emerging venues. Thin books mean wider spreads and faster liquidations, and a position that looks cheap to open can be expensive to exit at size. The structural point sits underneath both. Holders are exposed to the venue and its oracle, not to the company. If the reference source is wrong, manipulated, or discontinued, the contract can detach from any sensible read of the underlying. That is counterparty and design risk, not equity risk, and it does not go away because the trade clears on-chain.